This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello, chickens. It's the fabulous Adam Richard. I've got theories. Hey chickens, fabulous Adam Richard here with my theories, your theories, all of our theories on the latest Doctor Who episode, Can You Hear Me?
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So, I've had a message from Daniel who says that the doctor mentions the jacuzzi, which is where all of the people that they've rescued from their nightmares are hanging out. And also earlier in the season, she talked about draining the pool. Or Purwell, as it's pronounced in this country. Yes, there are two syllables, depending on your generation of Australian. My grandmother used to say Purwell, Skirwell, Balowen. She also said New Australian, which is a little bit offensive. But anyway, she's draining the pool earlier this season, and Daniel says that Gallifreyan water will factor into the finale. Thanks, Daniel. The timeless child, lone Cyberman, in a pool, Esther Williams style. Oh my God, how good would... I mean, the Cybermen are obviously going to sink. I don't know that they've got flotation devices in all of that tin that they're encased in. Maybe that's how you solve the Cybermen problem. You just pop them underwater. Ooh, maybe that's what has happened to the lone Cyberman. That's why he's so rusty. He's been underwater for a long time. Salt water, corrosive. Like, I don't know if you've ever lived near a beach, but your car falls to pieces in minutes. And all the, you know, all the surround bits around your windowsills and everything. I mean, I've never really lived close to the beach. I lived in St. Kilda for a year in like an apartment that looked like Melrose Place. I could see the water, and then they built that George Cinema next door and I never saw it again. Anyway, you don't want to hear about when I lived at Melrose Place? No. That was when Melrose Place was on TV. People used to come over to my house at Melrose Place to watch Melrose Place. It was the best fun. So, Luke online said, was he on Twitter? He's on all of my socials, Luke. He said something horrific about all of the fingers that I will not repeat, but it is the kind of thing that I used to say to the audience at Whovians before we started recording, and some of the little kids in the audience would come up to me afterwards and say, we know what you're saying is naughty, but we don't know what it means. bless them. So, Luke said something about all the fingers. Oh, he also thought that the master, he thinks the master is behind all of this and that he's the one. The master sent Zelen and Akara after the doctor. Oh, that is an interesting theory. Barjo on Twitter today said that he loved the animated section. I'm sure he'll talk about that in depth on the show. The info dump cartoon, I loved that. It was great. I thought it was really fascinating. Like, I mean, you have to do info dumping in Doctor Who. It's a necessary evil with any kind of science fiction. It's like, all right, we've had mysteries all up till now. We have to explain the mysteries in as efficient way as possible, but there's going to be perhaps a long chat. And this gorgeous, gorgeous animation was really cute. I tried to talk to my fiancé about it because it was, you know, motion graphics, and that's what he does for a living. And he thought I was trying to trick him into watching it. But I found it really hard to describe. I was like, oh, yeah, so it's kind of, you know, like art from a primitive society, but it's all kind of glowy and bright and it's on a black background and... but still kind of two-dimensional and it's moving and there's planets exploding. Anyway, it was really nice. I thought it was a really effective, like, way of doing things. I mean, that's what I said yesterday, that I thought that, you know, this new writer and new director have taken a really fresh approach for telling a Doctor Who story. I thought it was great. It was a really good moment. The other thing I really loved was the fact that they used smoke as a transition between not only the dream state and reality, but also just between scenes sometimes. Like if you were going from the space station-y business then down to Earth, they used smoke as a transition to go somewhere else. The smoke, that's how they travelled from place to place and across time and as these infinite creatures have a want to do, Zelen and Akara. I love that. So for much of the first series of Jodie Whittaker's time as the Doctor, and a couple of times this series, but not as many, the Doctor's been really behind the eight ball, kind of really confused about how things are going, like assuming something is one way and then realizing, oh no, that's not what I thought it was at all. This is something completely different. And seeing someone actually using that against her, that really, really, I found really upsetting. But the Doctor, being the Doctor, not only got out of it, but trapped both of them in there. So now there's no one outside the planet-busting bubble to help them escape. I know. It's pretty incredible. She's amazing. I love her. Now, let's talk about the dream sequences, right? Let's talk about what is going on in the deep, dark, horrible insides of all of our characters. We had Graham finding out he's going to cark it in 2 hours and Grace delivering the news with just callousness. And then, why didn't you save me? Oh. That is a punch to the guts. That is a punch right to the guts. And it makes me wonder, like, I mean, we've never seen the scene. And, you know, there always has to be one where the Doctor explains about the web of time and I can't break things and I can't go back and save Grace. Is Graham going to try and go back and save Grace? Like, I don't know. Like, I just had, you know, I've had like a feeling for the last two seasons that something about his cancer is going to come up again. I'm glad that he's cleared the air and gone, yeah, I'm fine. It's clear, but it's always with you. It is something that's always with you. And I've had that experience in my life. My gorgeous sister had a brush with cancer and it was horrific. It was a few years ago now and she has come out the other side in an amazing place. But it is one of those things. They say it's always there. It is always, even if it's not just physically, like if they've managed to completely eradicate it from, you know, the tissue that where it was growing, if they've even taken all of that out of you and there's nowhere for it to grow, the emotional weight of it, the constant daily fear of, is this going to come back? Is something going to cause me to battle myself physically again to the point where I won't survive? Like that must be a huge burden on poor Graham. And I've said all along that there's something going on with Graham's cancer that we don't know. But finding out, getting a definite, oh yeah, he's fine for now is good, but I feel like it foreshadows something worse. But you know, it's going to upset poor Barjo. by the way, Happy Tweets sent me a direct message. They had some trouble with the way the Doctor reacted when Graham confessed that he was feeling like this. And I totally get that, because we don't want the Doctor, as fans of this show and fans of the character, we don't want the Doctor to be fallible. We don't want the Doctor to be anything but pure, I guess. You know, the never cruel or cowardly. And it does seem like a cowardly thing to have done, but it was an honest thing. Like, it was an honest moment. And I think that's how we all feel in those moments. When someone confesses something to you, you do have those moments where you're like, the fact that she said it out loud was like, I'm going to go over here, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to think of something that appropriate to say to you in a moment. And, you know, we never see her say whatever the appropriate thing is. Graham's just like, yeah, well, that's, you know. But sometimes it's not what the other person does. It's just the listening. Like, it's just, you just listen to people when they're not well and when they're telling you what's wrong with them. Like, they're not asking you to fix anything. They're not asking you to go to Bunnings and buy a lot of equipment and erect some machine that fixes the problem. People just want to be heard. And I think the Doctor not responding is basically a lesson for all of us to go, yeah, just say, I hear you. I don't know what to say in response or how to fix it, but I'm here. And that's sometimes all people need. Like gorgeous Yaz and her sister, which I've run out of time. I was going to talk about Tebow going to the shops, and which was a really cute moment, going to the shops and there's no lady to talk to. You have to talk to the automatic lady, and she is uppity, let me tell you. Oh my God. You know, there's an unexpected item in the bagging area. Yeah, it's the bag, lady. The bag is in the bagging area. It's not unexpected. It's the bagging area. Anyway, I'll calm down and we will talk about more in the next episode. Also, that's how... Oh, excuse me. Knocking my drink bottle over. Look out, love. Have a sip while I'm here.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.